Our house was a duplex house, six rooms on each side. And when I was born, I was born in Marlboro, in that house, on the right hand side of the duplex. And they had, I don't recall, because there was an older couple that lived on the left hand side by the name of Webb and Josie Farnham. And I can remember when I was a little small kid, he used to get wood, stove wood delivered to him in chunk form, really, and he would split it up. And I can remember me going out there and mother coming out and giving me the dickens for getting in Mr. Farnham's way. And oh, Mr. Farnham would say, "Oh no, he's not in the way. He's piling my wood up." And I'd take the pieces that he'd split, you know, put them on the pile. And he enjoyed that. He liked to have me do that. So that was one story about it. Of course, in, we had no front lawn was very small, and I can remember Dad buying a little spruce tree for Mom. In the it was split, there was a sidewalk right down the middle, and on the right hand side he put this little in the middle of the right hand side of the lawn. He put this little spruce tree, and of course we'd play kick the can. The kids play kick the can at night, you know. We'd jump over that tree, and mother said, "You're going to make the top of that tree, aren't you going to make?" Dad would say, "Don't worry about the top of that tree. By the time that top of that tree gets up and they give a couple of pricks on themselves, they'll leave it alone." And which was right. That tree grew up to be, they just took that tree down a year or two or three years ago. It was a big one. And that was one story. Of course, Dad had a big garden out back. The ground was all sloped up, and it was terraced. They had terraced it so that they had a garden down on the first terrace, and on the second terrace, Dad used to raise pigs. And always raised two pigs, and had it in a rig so that you could on logs that you could scoot it back and forth when the area would get kind of sloppy with the pigs, and he'd move it along, and he had raspberry bushes up there where the pigs were. Oh boy, we had some beautiful raspberries. Oh dear, dear, dear. And I, when I was in the 4-H, I used to raise chickens, and I had chickens up there. I had a little chicken house and a little chicken yard for them, and I raised some eggs, got some eggs, and sold them, and Dad was the one that took care of putting them into the freezer or into the stews, but I never did. I never could get my heart up to taking care of that work. Let's see. As I say, it was no. Of course, in later years, I used to go up. Saturday morning, we go up in the wood lot, Dad and I, and cut wood, 4-foot wood, and bring it home. We get up to 5-6 cords up. Then he'd have it sawed, and put downstairs for chunks, and also the fine stuff that would be cut for stove wood in the kitchen. And later on, he used to burn coal in the fire, in the furnace, and all the other wood was put into stove wood. And that was my duty in the wintertime to fill a wood box up. And I recall one time that mother would say, "Don't forget the wood box, Frank." And I did. I well, heck with it. There's enough wood in there until tomorrow morning. And Dad got home. He noticed that the wood box wasn't filled. And you know that strap, belt of his would slip out of his pants just as easy as nothing at all. And he'd give me a couple of whacks of that, and by Jesus, I'll tell you, I didn't forget the wood box after that. I'd always be doggone sure it'd be full before he got home. And so that's another little story to tell you. I don't know. We didn't have any special occasions, I remember, at the house. The 4th of July, that was quite special. We did, Dad would go down and get some Roman candles and sparklers and things like that from old Joe Freeship down the lower end of town. He had a little gas station there, and he'd sell fireworks. And also up to Charlie Ring's, up to the Oddfellow building, he had he had two big tables set together, and he had fireworks that you coming out of your ears. All kinds of fireworks. And of course, in those days, they were legal. Everything was legal. They had cherry bombs and 5-inch firecrackers, and they were all legal, you know. But that was the biggest occasion, as far as we were concerned, was the 4th of July. It was really, but Sundays, no shooting fireworks. It was on Sunday. Oh no, not Mother. Mother wouldn't allow it. I know Lawrence, my brother Lawrence, as I say, he was quite clever. And he had some carbide. And I recall I used to put a little pile of carbide and then spit on it and then let it foam up a little bit and then throw a match onto it and cover it up with he used Mother's dishpan. Mother got the dishpan back and it was all rounded on the bottom. But she went along with it. Mother was a very easygoing woman, but she was not well at all. And she went through life quite miserable at times. And I used to have women come in and do the housework because she was unable to do it. Or she'd be in the hospital, one or the other. And as I say, there was a young lady, young gal, that was, I don't know if she was in high school or shortly out of high school. She had awful nice. Her name was Helen Knight. And it was not the Helen Knight in Marlboro. She was from Swansea. And we got along pretty good. Mrs. Crotto used to come up too. She was too blunt. Do this and do that. Get it done quick. You know, she was very nice. She's a good, clean woman. She did the work. She did the housework very good. But I like Helen Knight. She was good. I think I've finished up on this pretty well. Yep.